I do that every day at announcements.
What do you do every day at announcements?
I scream, "We're gonna record," and then everyone shuts up.
Demonstrate it for me.
"We're gonna record!"
And then that works, and that clears
and
up the...
And then I say, "So please be quiet." Whispering.
Whispering mode. Okay, so it's the E-Ticket with Olivia Quickie, and we're gonna talk, aren't we?
Yeah.
Because you're good at conversation.
Sometimes.
If I had to take that piece of paper away from you.
Well, it depends of what conversation we're having.
Well, do you remember a conversation we had last week? We had several conversations during the podcast.
Yeah, no, I don't remember.
Yeah, you acted like I made you suffer when I made you listen to Oceanfront Property in Arizona. Oh, and what did you say after I played that for you?
I don't know. What did I say?
Oh, yes, you do. Come on. You said, "Why don't they just make a song about California or a city in California? Do they have one of those?"
Oh, and then you got that song.
Oh, it's so, you sound like I'm torturing you. Are you ready for it?
Sure.
I got the song. Oh yeah, come on, a little more. Excitement, huh? Okay. Mm-hmm. This is a song by Dwight Yoakam, and it's called, are you ready for it? How are we doing so far out of the blocks?
Good.
It's called "The Streets of Bakersfield." Do you know where Bakersfield is?
Bakersfield, Arizona.
Los Angeles.
Oh.
You say potato, I say potato?
No, you say potato, I say...
What do you say?
Helium. Same
thing. Helium?
Yeah.
Helium? All right, what about ketchup or ketchup?
Ketchup, you say ketchup, I say potato. Same thing.
Same thing, okay. I couldn't find anywhere. Hey, I'm not trying to nobody. I just want a chance to be myself. I've spent 1,000 miles from here. You hear that voice?
Mm-hmm.
That's Buck Owens.
Who?
Buck Owens.
Who?
Buck Rogers Owens.
Ooh.
Buck Owens. Buck Roger Owens in the 21st and a half century. He's a sidekick to Duck Dodgers in the 21st and a half century. You don't believe me, do you?
I believe you. I just don't know what, who, why.
Well, improv. Make it up. Come on, little.
Yes, of course I do.
Oh, you're so silly, Olivia. You know, the torturers would be less if you play along. Just as old are you, trying to find me something better. You're on the streets of Bakersfield. Hey, you don't know me, but you don't like me. Say you care less how I feel. How many of you have said just me? There you go, Olivia. You got your old song about something in a California city.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
I want you to say, I want whatever those next words are that come out of your mouth that will make me say, "Oh, there's a song for that," and I'll play it for you next week.
I was watching Back to the Future.
Yes.
I think it's the second one or the third one. I don't know.
They're all good, aren't they?
I like the part, I don't know which movie it was, where like he goes back in the... He doesn't go back to the future, he goes back into the past with his future self and tries to get the almanac that tells like every sports event and who's gonna win.
Yes, the sports.
And then I like the one part where he's on the hoverboard and they're having a fight while he's still hanging on to the
going through the tunnel, right?
Yeah. I like that part.
So what's the song challenge there? Is something to do with sports?
I don't know.
How about a country song with sports? I got one.
Ooh, no. A song about Converse.
A song?
There is a song, and I know that song. I'm not going to tell you, because you got to look for it.
I got to find it, but even if it's not the one you're thinking of, it'll be okay, right?
I mean, the song I'm thinking about has, like, Converse in it. Like, not like, "Oh my God, Converse, no, no. It has
just
Converse, like,
Converse the shoe wear.
Yes.
All right. Well, I think I can find that, or at least I'll find one like it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I got one that I'm already thinking of that you may not know of yet.
Okay.
Oat cake.
Cake by the ocean floor.
Okay, so how was your interview? Let's do a big introduction, okay? When we last left Olivia Quickie last week, she was about to go into an interview, into a higher level of thinking. And then she said something like,
I don't know. I was saying,
come on, improv. Come on.
I don't know what I was saying. I totally forgot.
Let's try it again. Last week, when we left Olivia Quickie hanging by a thread, she was about to go into a very important interview of higher education. At that, she said,
"It sucked. I literally nailed it.
Now, I remember also you were complaining about, I have to wear a skirt. I don't want to wear a skirt. Skirts are ugly.
They are.
So how did you survive wearing your skirt to your interview?
I wore a long skirt and then I hid.
What do you mean you hid? You can't hide in the...
Because it was black and white.
Yeah, but you got too much of a charismatic personality to hide in the shadows.
No, I just put my binder, like, or carry it like this the whole time.
Do you think that's actually going to hide you?
Yes. No one can see my face.
Nah.
John Cena, guys. John Cena sucks, so...
Okay, so, how... All right, so, you made it through the day wearing your skirt.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. You cringe at that, don't you?
I cringe when somebody says banana. I'm like cringing because the thought of bananas.
How about a Kardashian? Cringe. Okay, so how did the interview go?
It was good. I got an interview with like the lady that does it, like does the whole thing. I don't know what I got because they won't tell me my score, but they'll tell everyone else's.
So this is like an advanced program for brainiacs.
Well... I guess. I don't
know. Be honest.
Yeah?
Somebody has to be able to invent a way to get us to the Mars planet.
Mm-hmm.
And you're working on that right now, aren't you?
No.
Yes, you are.
Oh, I am? Okay. So here's Mars, right, Mars?
Yes.
And then here's Earth.
Right.
And that's me.
Where's the moon?
Hi, guys. Oh, that's the moon.
That's a large orbit.
And then, this is the sun, the big sun. Oh, I know all my planets in order.
Let's hear it.
I think.
Okay.
My, Mercury.
Yes.
Very.
Tell us about Mercury.
Venus.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
A very energetic.
You're not very energetic today. Wake up.
What's the planet that starts with E? Oh, Earth.
Yeah.
My very energetic.
Don't make me play you Third Rock
and then,
from the
then,
Sun again.
Then there's the asteroid belt or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Mars.
I've given you a piece of the asteroid.
Very antigenic blank mother just Jupiter.
Jupiter.
Saturn. Served us. Uranus.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid. I'll say that after. Uranus served us. 9.
Starts with
Neptune.
Yes.
And Pluto.
Right.
Mhm. And those stupid people that says Uranus is stupid because you're stupid because you don't.
The pun gets old, don't it?
No, it's just that because there's kids in my class that say, "Oh my God, Uranus!" I was like, "It's Uranus. It's Uranus." I threw a pencil at a guy that said.
Good, you should because it has been. We can only make so many puns about that. Okay. So tell me about the planet Mercury.
Can I go get my sheet that says all of this?
Yes! What do you mean planets aren't your thing?
They just aren't my thing.
Alright, but they are now.
Solar system.
The solar system.
Oh, here's...
So Mercury is the closest planet to the sun, and it's the smallest of all the planets in the planetary system that we call our planetary system. And it's a tiny little rock, and it's basically heated up to where there's no life on it at all, right?
Yes. Mercury is 36 miles from the sun. Mercury.
36 million? Or 30...
I don't know.
I think it's... Okay, 36... How can it...
No, it's not 36
really?
Miles something.
36,000?
I don't know. Anyhow, Mercury. I can't say Mercury.
Mercury. How about a country song about Mercury?
No, because I know there's one. Mercury.
What?
Mercury.
Hold on, back up. Why can't I do a country song for you about Mercury?
Because I don't like planets. They're gross.
How about if it's a car?
Still gross.
Oh, you're so silly. Okay, go on.
Mercury year is 58 days long.
Is that a revolution?
I have no idea. Mercury.
Mercury.
Is a celestial object, and it's the closest planet to the sun. It has many craters. It is blazing hot on one side and freezing cold on the other side. It has the shortest orbit, too.
Yay, that's what I said. Right, Venus is like Earth's sister planet and has a lot of carbon dioxide, and it's cloudy.
Venus is 68-something miles from the sun. Venus is the second brightest planet at night after the moon.
Uh-huh.
Venus is the second from the sun. It is the hottest planet. It has a blanket of slurfic.
What?
S-U-L for it.
Point. Where's it at? Point it out. Surface. Sulfuric.
Yeah.
Sulfuric acid.
Clouds, which creates a greenhouse.
Carbon dioxide
effect, keeping the heat from escaping. It has been called Earth's twin because of its size and mass.
Yes. Do I get a gold star for getting part of that right?
No.
Why?
Cause I'm a stupid chair.
Give me a gold star. Or I'm gonna make you listen to a song about Mercury.
There you go.
Okay. Continue.
The Earth.
Go. The Earth.
The Earth.
The Earth.
Earth.
Third rock from the sun. You know it's fun to torture you with country music because you don't like it.
I like country music. Well, now, these days, country music, not
old. Oh, okay. Now, these days.
Mm-hmm. There's a difference.
Okay, third rock from the sun. Tell us about it.
Okay. The Earth is the third closest to the sun. 17% of the Earth is water.
70%.
Yeah, 70.
770.
Earth is the only planet known to support life. It has an atmosphere, water, and three forms, and moderate temperature.
Mm-hmm.
Next.
Mars. Not the candy bar.
I wish. Mars is 140-something miles from the sun. Mars is so cold that any water will freeze. Mars is reddish due to the iron oxidized and its dirt on the surface. It has the largest volcano, Olympus Mons, and largest canyon, Valles Marinas, I think, in the solar system. It has frozen polar ice caps and may have had running water. Why did I write wait at one time?
And it also has no atmosphere or magnetic field like the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that?
No.
You do now. See, you're making me smart, I'm making you smart.
Next, Jupiter. Jupiter is...
What about the asteroid belt?
That.
Yeah. Did we forget the asteroid belt?
Asteroids are the space trash left over from the formation of the solar system. Most asteroids orbit the sun between Mars and Jupiter in the asteroid belt. The largest asteroid is Ceres. It mm-hmm. is a classified as a dwarf planet. Classified.
Yes.
When I say classified.
I gave you a piece of the asteroid, didn't I?
No, I don't know.
Don't. I could have sworn I'd given you a piece of the asteroid from Meteor Crater.
No.
Today would not be a good day to even bring it up, would it?
No, I got shiny rocks.
I forgot to bring my gold ore over.
Mm.
Okay, next one. Jupiter.
Saturn. Oh, wait.
Oh.
Skip the Saturn one open. Jupiter.
Jupiter. Jupiter is known as the largest planet. It controls a lot of our universe, or our planetary system, and it also has rings that are not visible to the human eye.
Jupiter is 448 million miles away from the sun. Jupiter has no surface to land on, so it all just go pop. Anyhow, Jupiter is the largest planet. It is a gas giant. Its great red spot is a huge storm. It has the most moons. It has a ring system. Rings are made of particles of ice and dust.
Did I just say that?
No, you said they're not visible to the eye. You never said what they were made out of.
Well, but I concluded that there were rings, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like an onion ring. Okay.
My favorite planet. Well,
one your of favorite? My three favorite planets.
Oh, your favorite planet.
My favorite planet. Saturn is 886 miles away from the sun. Saturn has rings that are made up of icy particles. Mm-hmm. Saturn is the second largest planet. It is the least dense planet and has a complex ring system. Complex ring system. So if you were to put Earth and then Saturn next, and then you drop them in water, Saturn would float because of how dense it was.
You're smarter than me on that. I didn't know that.
And then Earth would just sink.
Because it's a rock.
Basically. Uranus! My second favorite. Well, no, it's my third.
Coming in third.
Saturn is my second. Uranus has rings. It rotates on its side, and they think it rotates on its side because of the collision of planets hitting it or asteroids hitting it. It rotates on its side.
I didn't know that.
Uranus is a gas giant that appears to lay on its side. It pulls points towards the sun. Its rings are vertical instead of horizontal. So they're like this way, all the planets this way. So
okay.
Its blue-green color suggests its atmosphere contains methane gas.
I did not know that. I knew it had a green appearance, but I did not know the source of the green.
Methane gas. Basically made out of all methane gas.
Okay.
And then, my favorite in the world.
I thought Saturn was your favorite.
No, that's my second favorite.
Oh, second favorite. Okay, what's next?
Neptune. Neptune is 2,970 million miles away from the sun. Neptune has a small, rocky core. Neptune is a gas giant, also has methane gas in its atmosphere. It has a great dark spot, similar to Jupiter's great red spot. It is the windiest planet. It also has a ring system. So, like, it has, like, winds up to, like, 200 miles per hour.
And that's a lot.
And if you would put a crowbar, if there was a house there, possibly just to stay. If you were put a crowbar in between the house and something else, and it was really windy, you would see if the crowbar broke.
Mm-hmm.
That means it was really, really windy. If the crowbar just bent, that means it was windy.
So how's the gravity on?
I don't know.
A lot less.
Hmm.
Uh-huh. Mm. Okay. And then finally.
Next. Now known as a dwarf planet. And them liars on the news say, oh, they blew up. The scientists blew up. You can't blow up a planet. How are you going to start a fire?
When did they announce that they blew up the planet?
Well, I heard it on the news.
That's a bunch of baloney.
How do you even start a fire in space? There's like no oxygen, no carbon dioxide or whatever. Oxygen, I'm pretty sure it is.
Very carefully.
You can't. There's no oxygen. You need oxygen to start a fire.
And you know, no one can hear you sneeze in space.
Okay. Anywho, you can't blow it up. You can't. The dynamite would float away.
True.
You can't even make a fire. And then, why would you blow up Pluto? They just counted it. Not in the books anymore.
But it's a planet again. Didn't they declare it that way?
No, it's a dwarf.
Dwarf?
It's a dwarf planet.
Dwarf?
But now they put it out of all the scientist books because they were like, oh, it's too small. We blew it up. No, you did not. Stop lying to yourself. Look in the mirror and stop lying. Anyway, it's just too really, really far away from the sun. Like, it's the furthest.
It is. Well, have you heard that they think there's a 10th planet out there? But they don't know where. But in the Kepler belt?
Yeah. Kepler.
Is that where they keep the cookies and crackers?
I don't know. Pluto now, a dwarf planet, is icy with methane ice on its surface. Sometimes its orbit takes it inside of Neptune.
I didn't know that.
And then it will go around Neptune to get to the sun.
You taught me something, Olivia.
Next, the Kuiper.
Kuiper belt?
Yeah. Belt lies between Neptune and the outer edge of the solar system, and in it are frozen rocks and ice fragments.
And that's where the 10th planet, the quote-unquote 10th planet, should be.
They're probably mistaking it for a comet or Eris or something. Eris, another dwarf planet. What is that?
What's the name of it? The other door?
Iris.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're getting to it.
Another door planet is a Kuiper belt object. Many scientists believe Pluto and its moons came from the Kuiper belt.
What's Pluto's moon's name? Bzz.
I don't know.
Sharon, did you know that?
Who names them? Never mind.
Yeah, well, we haven't found a star named Olivia. There's probably a star named Olivia.
Sharon is a weird name.
Sharon!
You come to the phone, Sharon! Who says that?
You do on announcements. Paging Sharon, come to the front office, please.
A comet is a lump of ice, frozen gas, and dust that orbits the sun. They are believed to come from the something cloud.
Outer reaches?
Cloud located far beyond Pluto's orbit. So that's probably what they're talking about.
Yes.
A comet has three parts. One, a core or nucleus made of water, ice, frozen gas, and dust. Two, a coma, a cloud, a coma.
A coma?
Yeah.
Comet?
No, a coma.
A cloud. What word is
no,
a coma?
No. See, a coma is a part of a comet.
Oh, okay. I'm coma. Sorry. Thank you.
Comma. A cloud of gas that surrounds the nucleus, which is the core. And then a tail, which stretches out from the coma, which is like the tail, like when it catches on fire.
Yes. So I got a question for you. I got a trivia question, okay? Comet is coming towards the sun, mm-hmm. and it flies around the sun. What happens to the tail?
It goes into the sun.
Nope, it points away from the sun.
I don't know.
Did you know that?
No, I'm not that smart.
You are smart. So, how long did your interview... So, all these questions were asked during your interview?
Oh, no, not these.
I know that. I just wanted to see what you'd say.
Uh-huh. No, they weren't.
So, how did the interview go?
It was okay.
Tell me about it. Your fan club wants to know.
They asked me, like, all the questions and more questions while like the other people got asked like two questions and they left after 5 minutes. I was there for like 20 minutes answering all these hard questions.
Like, what was the hardest question?
What does success mean?
What does success mean to you?
I have no idea.
Well, what did you get for an answer?
I did success means to do what you want to do in life and be successful.
That's the short answer, or is that the Reader's Digest version?
No, that's an answer when you're lazy.
What were the other questions?
It was like, where do you think you'll be in 10 years?
Now, you already answered that one.
What colleges do you want to go to? Did your mother and father attend college? If they did, what did they do? There were so many questions.
Why are you so exasperated today?
What does that mean?
Why are you so tired in the rendition?
I haven't had sugar today.
Okay, what? You haven't had no sugar today?
No!
Why?
Well, because I usually have coffee in the mornings.
You're a coffee person.
I'm an iced coffee person. Iced coffee. I will not drink gross, disgusting, warm coffee. That's just a thing I won't do.
Okay, so...
Like grease. And that's...
You don't sound too excited about this advanced education class.
And then...
Are you excited?
Huh?
You don't sound too excited about this advanced education class.
I mean, because there's this Kids Bop thing I have to try out for. I don't want to do it.
You are trying out for Kids Bop?
Yeah, the tour or whatever.
Hold the phone here. Okay, so beyond advanced education, you're going to try out for Kids Bop. Tell us about it, please. Why do you, at least I'll give you credit. You always save the best for last, Olivia.
Well, I'm going to try out for Kids Bop, the tour that's coming to Las Vegas and whatever. It's a 3-year and longer commitment.
Ooh.
And you get paid, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, you were going to get paid. You're going to be singing songs.
And then I would have to be homeschooled, and I don't want to, because if I get Avid in next year, I will work my butt off just for Avid, and then I can't go to 8th grade, and then it all goes down the toilet. Flush.
But think of this. Can I just plant a bug in your ear?
Sure.
If you did do Kids Bop and you get paid for it, you can take all that money and put it aside for college.
Or I could just buy a laptop.
You need more than a laptop for college, okay? So when does the Kids Bop thing take place?
I have no idea. I'm not supposed to tell anyone. Oh. I can't tell anyone information.
Oh, well, you know. You got specially picked?
Yes.
You are Kids Bop. I never would have thought.
I don't like Kids Bop.
Nobody likes Kids Bop, but it's like Donnie and Marie. We really don't like it, but we pretend to like it, right?
Well, I kind of like some of their songs, but I don't like their old songs. I don't like their old songs because their kids' voice were really squeaky.
It's all basically just cover versions. Think of it like that. What do you mean?
And even if I don't make it, they send it. They go through like Disney and stuff before they get it.
Does Disney sponsor Kids Bop?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Pretty sure, yeah. Disney sponsors everything. Just think what that would do for you. Budweiser! No! Budweiser does not sponsor Kids Bop.
That'd be cool. That would be cool. I would listen to Kids Bop.
That is just wrong.
Everybody would listen to Kids Bop. Everybody. That's, and I mean everyone. Because who does not like Budweiser?
Yeah, Budweiser and Coors Light is going to sponsor the Kids Bop tour.
That would be so cool.
That is in... Okay. You know what? I promise you... You topped yourself, Olivia. You have, you not even have Ed Sugar today, but you topped yourself. That is funny. That's gonna be the title of this podcast.
Angel Mom.
Kids Bop Tour sponsored by Budweiser. Should we call it that?
If you want to.
We should, okay? Okay. Alright, so you wanted to play a song, right?
Angel Mama.
Angel Mama, and this was some
I'm gonna do the laundry.
What?
Angel Mama.
What? Okay. I want you to announce this like you're doing your announcements, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hang on, we gotta get it back up here. No, wrong pushin, wrong button. There it is. Okay. Announce
Good
it.
Good morning. What do I call them people out there that's listening? Podcast. Ooh, that's a good one. Good morning, podcasters. It's May. Is it the 21st?
21st,
2016. I'm Olivia Quickie, and this is WC Chronicles, bringing you, e-ticket riffing!
Yes!
Today's announcements, just listen to the song.
Who's it by?
J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez, guys.
You like Jennifer Lopez?
Yes.
Big fan?
Yes.
Big fan?
Yes.
Big fan?
Yes.
You push the button, then.
Hey, I ain't your mama. I ain't gonna do your laundry. I ain't your mama. I ain't your mama, boy, I ain't your mama. When you gon' get your act together, I ain't your mama. No, I ain't your mama, no.
Wow, there was like 9 different characters that she was playing in there.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty good. I like that. I'm not a big J-Lo fan, but when I see a video like that that's well done, it was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Is that your first time to see the music video for it?
No.
How many times? Where did you first see it at?
On the computer.
At the Wada Wada?
On the computer on the announcements.
Oh, on the computer at the announcements. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, anything else you want to talk about, Olivia Quickie?
Oh, I get my, I get to see if I get into Avid or not on the 24th.
On the 24th. That's mm-hmm. your advanced education system.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Kids Bop brought to you by Budweiser thing. Mm-hmm. When does that happen?
I have no idea. Something end of... Friday, I don't know.
So that's just not quite on the radar yet.
Yeah, I know.
Anything else you want to say?
No.
You ready to time it out?
Yes.
Hit the button.
Which one?
The square one.